This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith for Conversations in Medicine. Bill Gavoich is the Medical Wellness Program Director at Spectrum Fitness and Wellness Centers in Baton Rouge. He joins us today to discuss his fitness program with all ages, regardless of their physical condition. Welcome, Mr. Gavoich.
Thank you.
One of your jobs in the U.S. was with a St. Petersburg, Florida nursing facility. How did you assess the difference of the nursing home residents, and did it require a different type of technique than you used on your younger persons?
Well, definitely. The secret to an effective training program is that first and foremost must take into account your strengths and weaknesses. Then the program must be based on your profile and what's going to help you out. And obviously, everybody's an individual with their specific needs, and the older adult is totally different from a younger person, and even the older adult is different from other older adults.
When we had our first meeting here at WRKF, you showed me how you figure out where a client's weaknesses are. You sat on a chair. Why don't you finish it up for me?
Well, one of the things that we have to keep in mind, athletes used to say this, and being a former athlete, they always reminded us, when your legs go, so do you. And unfortunately, in the real world of normal people, one of the first things that goes is leg strength. When you lose leg strength, you also lose balance. And one of the best ways to strengthen your legs is just doing chair squats. Instead of just sitting in the chair all day long, stand up and sit down. And if you want to improve it even more, include balance in it. I'm a great believer, strength plus balance equals performance.
So if a client can't stand on one leg from a sitting position, what does that tell you?
Well, all it means basically is that they need to do more leg strengthening exercises, and they're starting to lose balance. And it's important for our listeners to realize when we're saying stand on one leg, it's very limited range of motion. For an athlete, they can go all the way down and stand up with one leg without any issue.
Is it required before we join your exercise program, or do we have to get a release from our doctor?
It's always a good idea to work with your physician. I always felt that the physician should be one of your best friends. And the reason for this is multifold. First of all, medications affect your participation. Certain diseases affect your participation in any lifestyle change. So first and foremost, consult your physician, but then extend your team to other health professionals. For example, people like myself, exercise specialists, physical therapists, nutritionists, we all work together to assess what your needs are. We design your program just for you.
If you deal with older adults, do you find that in this age group, osteoporosis and fractures are common?
Well, what happens is when you get to the stage you're falling and breaking your bones, it's almost too late. You have to catch it in the early stages. So exercise, especially strength training exercise, is very important. The more porous your bone and the more brittle, the more likely when you fall you're going to break the bone. So strength exercises really, really make a big difference in bone density. But also, Susan, there's really one important fact that people forget. The reason why you want to do exercise is you want to prevent the fall in the first place. And you know people that don't have strength, the moment that they think they're going to fall, they actually fall. But with exercise, you have the power to recover. And when you can recover from falling, you're not going to break anything. So exercise is really important for bone density and prevention of bone injuries.
So exercise actually increases bone density?
Yes, it does. Weight-bearing exercises, especially, it's called strength training exercises, using resistance training. For example, walking helps you because that's resistance training. Nutrition plays a very, very important part, and medication can help you. So once again, work with your physician, but a healthy lifestyle definitely will help you.
And it can lower high blood pressure?
Yes, it can. Hypertension is called the silent killer. And one of the ways that exercise can help, it creates what we call a relaxation response. In other words, when you're under stress, for example, your cortisol, the stress response hormone, is released in your body. That constricts the blood vessels, making the heart work harder, which leads to higher blood pressure, hypertension. So exercise definitely helps you prevent hypertension or cut down on the medications.
So small changes in our physique as we age help the over 50 boomers.
Yes, what most people forget is that regardless your age, you can actually age gracefully and you can be young, what I call the young old or the old young. Exercise is the fountain of youth. And if there really is anything like the fountain of youth, it is exercise.
For more information about Bill Gvoich, go to WRKF.org. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and Bicol Editor for Conversations in Medicine.